All right, now let's bring him in, ladies and gentlemen, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning. How was your weekend?
Well, I want to put it this way. On Friday, well in advance, the Salisbury Winter Sports Association moved all their events from Sunday and coupled them with Saturday. Now, what happened was, of course, Friday was great. Friday night, they had a huge crowd for the Friday Night Lights jumping and for the human dog sled race. Saturday, they think they had a nearly record crowd. There were thousands of people there to watch it, and they got the Invitational and the Eastern Championships in all day on Saturday, and it didn't start to rain until after it was over. And then once it started raining after it was over,
that was it.
That was it right through yesterday into last night. Pat, it was just Sunday was a day that you just a throwaway day. And what happened was because it didn't rain that much on Saturday, the snow that's on the ground and everything like that, the ground was still frozen. So when it started to rain Saturday night, Sunday morning, wherever there was dirt, it was solid ice. Wherever there was wood, it was ice. Wherever there was stone, it was ice. And it really wasn't until really late yesterday evening where, you know how long it took me to get out to my car yesterday morning? It's about a 30-foot walk from my front door to my car. Almost 12 minutes. Because it was a sheet of ice and I had to go uphill.
Wow.
So I put a message in to the guy that does my driveway, get over here with a truck of sand. It was absolutely, Sunday was, Pat, when I say I don't like it when it rains and it's 40, Sunday was your perfect example.
Well, I hate to say it, but we kind of painted the picture for you.
Yes, you did.
And I kept saying to you, Marshall, I don't know what they're going to do on Sunday because it is going to be rain. It's going to be, you know, a good soaking rain.
Well, they did the smart thing, and they got it all in on Saturday.
That's great. Well, you know, today, sky's going to clear up, so put on a happy face. It'll become partly to mostly sunny, low 40s at best. Tonight, you'll be in the teens with a clear sky. Sun will mix with clouds tomorrow, 35 to 40. Valentine's Day should be a sunny day. There'll be some clouds around, but not bad, 45 to 50. And then on Thursday, we'll have some showers or maybe some drizzle and fog in the morning. Then a little bit of hazy sun breaks out. That's going to send the temperature soaring into the 50s. So Thursday is going to be exceptionally mild. There'll be records broken all over the place.
Now, what about my trip on Tuesday?
Your trip on Tuesday should be fine.
Okay.
That's tomorrow. No problem. 35 to 40. Yep. So you'll have no problem there. And on Friday, a cold front will approach, and that will bring us more rain and showers. And we'll be falling from the 40s through the 30s. And that should leave us with the weekend to be a cold one. Now, again, folks, remember, everything is relative. So, you know, you're talking 50s on Thursday. On the week of, well, especially Saturday. Saturday, we probably won't get past the freezing mark. And that's with sunshine. And then I think on Sunday, with sun, we probably will head into the 40s. So The cold snap is really only going to be like a day or two. And it should provide us with basically fair weather over the weekend. And we won't have to worry about rain or snow come the weekend. But that is on a Monday, folks. And we all know how that could change. So let's see what happens. The next system should be coming in on Monday. And that should be rain. So let's hope it doesn't move any faster. Because then it could mess up on Sunday. And that's that. And I didn't have a bad weekend. Saturday, I have to tell you, I got a lot of stuff done, you know, odds and ends, but I got to watch another nominated movie, Three Billboards. Did you get to see that, Marshall?
Not yet. How is it?
I loved it. Now, there's a lot of cursing.
Well, there's a lot of cursing in my life, from me and at me.
Well, there's a lot in this one. So if folks don't like that, I recommend you don't. You don't watch it. But if you don't mind it, it definitely fits the plot. I thought it was great. It's funny. It really is funny. And those three actors, that have been nominated have a great chance of winning because I thought they were phenomenal. One is what's his name?
Woody Harrelson.
Woody, right?
I love everything he does.
Very, very, very good. The other one is from Fargo. She, not a pretty one to look at, but she's from Fargo, the movie.
I have no idea.
Can't think of her name. And the other one was from another show on TV. That's a gentleman. Those three, they were just phenomenal. I kind of like the movie. I would give best movie of the movies I've seen so far. I haven't seen all of them, but of the movies I've seen so far, I would say yes.
I think that water movie is going to get the best movie.
I don't know about that, Marshall. It was a good movie. That was a very good movie. I enjoyed that too. And I also thought The Big Sick was excellent.
I loved The Big Sick. I thought that was great.
That was excellent. And that's up there too. So, but right now I would tend to go with Three Billboards. That's my guess right now. But we'll see what happens. And that was it. And then yesterday I was invited over to a friend's house, the ones that live nearby here. They were doing Carnival because Ash Wednesday's Wednesday.
Yeah, I know that. Only reason I know is I have to read the public service announcements. Isn't that terrible? I know it when people walk around with, finally, you see them, and they got a dot of ash on their heads. Then I said, either they didn't wash this morning or it's Ash Wednesday.
Right, right. And so they had like a little thing, Carnival, and it was really, really nice. I mean, they started off with a delicious eggplant dip and Italian bread. And then I proceeded to go to pasta with meatballs, sausage, big, big tuss salad. And then that was followed by, and I'm telling you, this is one after the other. That was followed by filet mignon and pork, string beans, asparagus, cauliflower mashed potatoes.
Now, I hate cauliflower, but you know what?
You love the cauliflower mashed potatoes.
If you make cauliflower mashed potatoes and you put salt and pepper and the butter in it, it's hard to tell that it's cauliflower.
Yeah. And then that was followed by dessert. And there was a whole big array of desserts. So it was really very, very nice.
Have you ever had a cauliflower pizza?
Yes, all the time.
It's unbelievable.
Delicious.
I have, you know, some people like to order the wheat pizzas and stuff. That stinks. It's terrible. Right. It's just horrible. But the cauliflower crust is like a regular pizza crust.
It's delicious. and it's so much better for you. That's the thing. You have to remember that.
You know,
some of this stuff that's good for you doesn't taste good.
Well, that's what I was going to say before. If you had cauliflower, I could put cheese on anything and eat it, okay? A lot of cheese, but cauliflower wasn't one of those things that I could ever eat. But cauliflower mashed potatoes are really, really good.
Oh yeah. Also, what you would probably love, and ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Marshall and Pat's cooking in the kitchen.
That's right.
In the morning.
Forget about
David. We do a lot of stuff here. We do computers for you.
Forget about
we
David.
We do movies. We do everything.
And forget about David on the Home Shopping Network. This is Marshall and Pat in the kitchen.
Right. I'm sure you've tasted it. Spaghetti squash.
Oh, spaghetti squash is very good. I like spaghetti squash.
Have you ever had it with pesto sauce?
It's funny. I don't like pesto sauce. I've had it with marinara sauce. I've had it with tomato sauce. I've had it with olive oil and garlic.
Okay.
I've had it that way. Yeah, no, spaghetti squash is very good.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, there's a lot of different neat things that you could do with healthy foods. There's no doubt about it. And that's three of them right there. I'm sure if you go on the internet, you'll find even more suggestions of what you can make out of cauliflower. There's no doubt about it.
And, okay, now before I let you go.
Yes.
My favorite moment of the Olympics so far.
Oh, yeah. I've been watching them.
Two. The guy that won came in with silver medal for the luge for the United States.
Right.
And the female ice skater who lost almost lost her top.
I figured you would like that one.
Those are my two favorite moments so far.
Yeah. I mean, I watched them Friday night. I was not thrilled at all. I mean, everybody was flipping again and falling.
Well, those were my favorite moments. There you go, Pat.
Well, that's good.
All right. Hey, you're my favorite Olympian. You get a gold medal for this forecast.
Well, thank you very much. You enjoy it. And see everybody again tomorrow morning.
All right, Pat. I'll speak to you tomorrow morning.
Bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.